Good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayakel. So although we've been learning about the Mishkan for the past few weeks, it's only in this week's Parsha that the materials were brought by Am Yisrael for its construction. Gold, silver, copper, different colored wools, wood, oil, linen, and much more. The Pasuk then relates that Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Marbim ha'am lahavi, the Yidden are bringing more than enough. The Pasuk then continues, the Moshe proclaimed, no more bringing materials for the Mishkan. It concludes, v'amalacha ha'isadayim, there was enough, v'haiser, and there was extra. And the Mepharshim point out the seeming inconsistency. The Pasukim have been saying that they brought more than enough, and this Pasuk concludes, v'haiser, it was more than enough. But the beginning of the Pasuk says, it was just enough, indicating that it was just enough and not more. So was there extra or not? And if there was extra, what was done with all the extras? And lastly, what can we learn from here that's applicable to our daily lives? So some explain that the donations were halted enough time that there was only a little bit of extra, and those were used for future repairs that needed to be made. Others explain that the extras were helpful for the craftsmen involved in building the Mishkan so that they could do their work without being limited on supplies. However, the Aruch Chaim's explanation sheds a new light. Yes, there were extras, but in Nace happened that somehow all the material was used and nothing was left over. This, he says, was in order to prevent people from getting embarrassed. Imagine you donated to the Mishkan and then you got a package in the mail with your donation enclosed with a little note. Thank you for your generous gift, but it wasn't necessary, so it was sent back to you. What a feeling of disappointment and shame. Everyone's donation was used, says the Aruch Chaim. Even though there were extras, there were no extras. And we spoke about this last week as well when discussing the Machzah Shekel, which is also relevant to this week as is Parshas Shkalim. Even a seemingly insignificant amount, half a shekel, is used for holiness. Let's realize that every one of our actions has a major impact, even if we think it's small. Machzah Shekel, the quote-unquote extras of the Mishkan, they're all used for holiness, for building the Mishkan, our homes, neighborhoods, shuls, and Klal Yisrael. We should be zecher to bring this concept of extras into our lives, and with that, be zecher to the building of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi B'mehar V'yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.